to Mr. Biz Radio, Biz Talk for biz owners. If you're ready to stop faking the funk and take your business onward and upward, this show is for you. And now, here's Mr. Biz, Ken Wentworth.
All right, welcome to another episode of Mr. Biz Radio with me, Mr. Biz, Ken Wentworth. And this week, we're going to cover a few different things, but one that we're going to talk about is something I'm sure everyone will be interested in, and that is tapping into your internal genius. If you haven't heard that term before, you're definitely going to want to watch or listen to the show. And I'm sure you're intrigued, like, well, wait a minute, internal genius, like, what is that? And not only that, we're also going to talk for business owners and entrepreneurs that are out there that watch the show and listen to the show, is talking about the importance of well-being in the workplace. What is the impact that have? If the well-being in the workplace is not good, right? What are the negative impacts that can have on your business? We've got statistics to share. Some of them you're going to be like, oh, I kind of figured that. Some of them you're going to be like, holy crap, I had no idea of the impact it has. And then, of course, we're going to talk about where are some ways to, how can we make that better? How can we improve that well-being? So our guest this week is Mrs. Andrea Vallely. Vallely. Okay. Dang it. Andy is the co-creative of Shift Happens. I have to be careful how I say that. Shift Happens for teens and wellness in the workplace. She has appeared regularly on CBS as a leading mindset expert and various radio stations and podcasts. She has been coaching for almost 2 decades and works with CEOs, teams, and offers retreats. Andrea, welcome to Mr. Biz Radio.
Thanks for having me, Ken. I'm so excited.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So I'm excited to dig into all this. Before we start digging into some of the stuff that I mentioned already, tell us a little bit about, you know, your career journey or entrepreneurial journey.
So I started out in music where I was a singer. My degree is in music. And so that was, I think in some way has helped me as far as being a guest on programs and things like that, because I have stage experience. So I'm okay with all those things. You know, you always look back and say, well, how did that work into what I'm doing today? But I was in radio for years, which I absolutely loved. And one day, a friend of mine gave me a book. It was called Many Lives, Many Masters, and by Brian Weiss. And the book, in a sense, was about reincarnation, but it wasn't the reincarnation that was so interesting to me. It was the message from the masters, which was that we are here to love. And that resonated so deeply with me. I knew it was true. There was no doubt in my mind. And I went on this sort of spiritual journey to learn more. I just had a thirst for understanding, why are some people so open to being happy and living in the moment and feeling good, and others so tremendously bogged down? So I went and studied with Dr. Robert Holden, who at the time, he is the creator of the Happiness Project, which at the time was the only scientifically proven method to actually increase your level of happiness. And I started doing a lot of work with him and studied with various different people and learned every skill you can imagine, NLP, hypnosis, tapping, this, that, and the other thing. And I knew that it was my calling to not only have a better understanding of how this whole system works, but to encourage others to see that as well, because I saw very clearly that we were suffering at the mercy of the mind and of our thinking and not so much of the world, because you can look at the world and you can see it many different ways. What you focus on grows. But when you see that there's actually a science to that, and that's not just woo-woo stuff, you get really interested on how can we live life better.
Yeah. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to have you on the show, because you mentioned a couple of things. We've had people on and we've talked about NLP.
Yes.
We had someone on that talked about tapping, mm-hmm. which is another one of those things. It's kind of like, whoa, wait a minute. That was another show that I was probably maybe a year or so ago we did that. And I had never heard of it until we had her on. I think it was Beverly Smirnas was our guest, and it was amazing.
Yes.
And I found myself, not to get too far down that rabbit hole, you brought it up and it made me think, you know, after that show, literally on the way home from the studio to my house, I had a little bit of a upsetting moment in traffic, let's just call it.
It happens.
And then I found myself at the red light using some of the tapping things she mentioned. And people are probably looking at me like, what is this guy doing?
Right.
That's crazy.
Yes. Unless they know, maybe the guy in the car next to you was like, hey, he's tapping. I like that guy.
Yeah. No. So I think that's one of the reasons why I want to have you on the show is, you know, you've studied a lot of these different things. And so what I felt like in doing research on you before we asked you to be on the show is you're kind of an amalgamation of some of those things. It's not just one or the other. It's not a silo of one of those things. It's kind of an amalgamation of all those things.
Yes. So yeah, I'm also a recovery coach. I mean, I've worked in so many different genres, and sort of my husband and I both, we work together, and we brought everything together, all the different learnings that we've had, all the different teachings and people that we study with, and just sort of we feel simplified it into one very simple understanding about who we are and how we can use what we have to the best of our abilities. So we started our company, I guess about 8 years ago. We were both working in the recovery field. Neither of us are in recovery, but we both ended up how life, you know, ends up throwing you different routes, learning a lot about it and learning a lot about addiction. And also we were dual diagnosis. So we learned, you know, obviously so much about mental health. And we like to say mental wellness because that's here for all of us. And from that, things just, what happened was the treatment center that we worked for closed, and we had in that moment, we had to make a decision. So do we stay in this field or do we do something on our own? And we both made the decision. We wanted to start our own company. So we did that. And it was very interesting because the whole journey was extremely organic. We began just, you know, personal coaching, and it was amazing because we didn't advertise. We didn't know how we were going to get clients. It was just totally on a whim. But, you know, again, what you focus on grows. And we had this very, very deep passion for sharing what we had learned. So our client list grew. We had people wanting to come in and do intensives with us for a weekend. So from that, we had this idea to do these retreats. So we started doing these retreats, and we had a lot of business people coming to our retreats, and they would say, oh my God, if everybody, my staff knew this, you know, it was kind of one of those things where, you know, once you see this, you can't unsee it. So our company kind of grew from there. And it was the same thing, even with the program that we have for teens. You know, we had never worked with teens. I mean, I was a teen, and at the time I had a teen. I actually still have a teen. She's 19. But I had never thought about doing anything like that. But again, we had clients asking us over and over again. And it's like, okay, how many times is somebody going to ask me, could you share this with my teens? So we ended up creating a program for teens. And then one thing led to another. And somebody who, with the school system came and brought his kid and said, I don't know what you're doing, but the school system needs it. You know, it was just one thing led to another where everything just sort of got legs. And that's why one of the things that we share is you must follow your passion, because when you live on purpose in life, the world is always mirroring us. So when you're living on purpose, the world is going to support you in that manner. So it's been a really, you know, one of the things that we're so very careful about is we practice what we preach. Like, no matter what, you know, we might catch ourselves, but it's like, no, practice what you preach. You live on purpose. You don't allow outside circumstances to dictate how you feel. Now, sometimes we have to snap ourselves back, but we always remember it's not the world. It's how we're perceiving it. It's our thinking about it. And if the energy isn't right, it's our job to change it. It's not about changing something out there or someone out there. And truly, as a result of us changing internally, the outside world must mirror that back.
Yeah, I love it. And the other thing, you know, it's interesting to me, what you were talking about your journey is, you know, you're working at an addiction center, and you kind of took what you learned there and said, hey, let's kind of flip that script around a little bit and start our own thing and utilize what you've learned there. I find that very interesting. Again, this week, guys, we're talking with Andrea Vallely. Hopefully I got it right that time. You can follow her on LinkedIn, on Instagram, and Facebook, Shift Happens Global. Shift with an F, Shift Happens Global. Come back after the break. We are going to talk about Shift Happens and what that means.
If you would like to reach hundreds of thousands of business owners every week, Mr. Biz Radio can help. Our show airs globally 7 days a week for more than 25 hours across several internet radio stations, plus 20 plus podcast platforms. Also, video exposure on the new exclusive Mr. Biz Network streaming channel, which gets blasted to 100 plus streaming platforms, and the Mr. Biz YouTube channel, and our 350,000 social media followers multiple times every week. Join Mr. Biz Nation as an advertiser by emailing us at info@MrBizSolutions.com.
Attention, Mr. Biz Nation. We have an exclusive offer just for you. Get lifetime access to scarcity countdown timers and logic links for only $69. Yes, you heard it right. Only $69. These tools will add urgency to your email campaigns and website pages, helping you increase conversions, sales, and capture more leads. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Visit GetPulseTools.com now and take your business to new heights.
Got a question for Mr. Biz you want answered on air? Email it to info@MrBizSolutions.com. Now, once again, here's Mr. Biz.
All right, welcome back to the show. It's time for Mr. Biz Tip of the Week. And for those of you who are loyal listeners and been listening to the show for a long time, you probably heard me say, it seems like it happens just way too often, that there'll be the tip of the week and it's like it actually ties into what we're actually talking with the guest that week. And I promise you, I have never once had it where I purposely aligned a tip to be with our guest. But I have to fall on the sword and admit today I actually did. So I make these tips up. I told everyone back in December, I make up 52 tips for tip of the week for the whole entire year. This tip was actually going to be next week's tip. And I'm like, nope, I'm going to line it up with Andrea, what we're talking about with Andrea today. It is a simple one. And it is happy employees equal satisfied customers. Satisfied customers equals happy owners. Happy owner equals a happy owner. It is so important. And again, I thought, rather than hold it for next week, I'm going to go ahead and move it up, made an executive decision, because that's part of what we're going to talk about today. Yes. Is with well-being and things like that, and how important it is. And, you know, people talk the biggest assets in their business and things like that. Your biggest asset in your business, if you have employees, they are your employees. They are the biggest asset you have in your company. Too many owners neglect that. Treat them like a number. Don't treat them like a person. And that's a good way to become not the employer of choice. And that's a good way to make it more difficult to hire people and to retain people. And, you know, oh my gosh, it just on and on and on. So you have to have happy employees equal satisfied customers equals a happy business owner. That is the Mr. Biz tip of the week that I moved around a little bit to line with what we're talking about with Andrea this week. So Andrea, talk to me about, I mean, I love the catchiness of it, by the way. Talk to me about shift happens with the F. What does that mean? How do you develop that?
Thank you. That's such a great question. I love to tell the story. What happened was I had mentioned that we had a client come in from New York to do a weekend retreat, just one person intensive. And it was so funny because she came in from New York. She was staying at the time there was a Marriott in Delray Beach. She was and it was beautiful, right on the beach, gorgeous. And the first day that we saw her, she was like, had nothing nice to say about it. Everybody was horrible. The service, everything was horrible. By the end of the weekend, she didn't want to leave. Everybody was wonderful. The place was amazing. They were so kind. And I said to her, what happened? What changed? And she goes, I did. I was like, yes, yes, you did, girl. Yes, you did. So, you know, it was like, what happened? Well, she shifted. Shift happens. So the idea, that's what led to our retreats. And that's, we started to call our retreats. We named our retreats Shift Happens. Actually, we were telling somebody a story and they said, well, that sounds like a great name for your retreat. The whole idea is when you come on our retreat, there's one thing to go on vacation. You have a great time on vacation. Everything's wonderful. But if you come back to the same thinking, you're going to come back to the same life with no change. But the whole idea of working with us, right, is when you work with us, when you come on one of our retreats, not only do you get the vacation because we do it in a gorgeous place, it's lots of fun, there's great activities, but you also come back to fresh thinking. You come back to seeing the world with a new perspective, seeing your family, your friends, your business with a new perspective. And that's what we want to create, is a shift in your life, is a shift in the way that you're seeing your life if you don't like the way that you're seeing it now. So that's where the name Shift Happens came from.
Well, I love it. Like I said, it's very catchy. And I think it from what you're talking about and from what I've, you know, done with my research and everything, it seems to fit perfectly. Because again, it's one thing to read a book, to, you know, oh, I want to change things. I'm going to be a happier person. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Yeah. And, but how many, what I found, people read books or they do things like that and they read it and they're temporarily transformed, right? Yes. They go, oh my gosh, this is great. And so for a lot of people, I think it makes a very temporary shift, mm-hmm. as opposed to, you know, working with you and your husband to where you have these things that these steps to take. Here's some things to do to ensure that you stay. Not only did you have the shift during the retreat on the weekend, but here are some things to make sure you maintain that momentum and you don't lose that. Tell us a little bit about that, if you would, Andrea.
Yes. Yeah, so you and you must dedicate yourself to these changes, because it's very easy to fall back. We have a default setting and we'll go there until we change our default setting. So, you know, there's so many things that we talk about. The first thing is your natural well-being, the fact that you are absolutely perfectly perfect. And the way that we experience the world is we're like a sponge. We take in a ton of information and we think that information is who we are. So from 0 to 7, we're literally in the theta state. We're in the state of hypnosis. And we're taking everything in. So whether it's innocent or not innocent, whatever we're hearing, we're believing. So we get a lot of this thinking about who we are, these belief systems, and a lot of them are belief systems that don't serve us because innocently they're being delivered to us. So, you know, the first thing is, you know, you want to acknowledge what is my belief about myself and see that the only thing that we're ever experiencing is thought in the moment, and we're the thinker. That's really big. It's really big to see that we are the thinker and whatever we choose to focus on grows. So it's a practice of noticing that if the information that's coming into your mind is not helpful, you cannot believe it because it's coming from this learned behavior. It's coming from this structure. It's not coming from your true essence, your inner genius. It's actually coming from conditioning and judgments. And that's not helpful. So the first thing is to recognize I'm always living in the feeling of my thinking, which is part of the three principles. I want to give credit where credit is due to Sydney Banks. You can go look him up because he was the one who created this understanding, who brought this understanding forward. But it's the first thing is to notice that we're already okay. We are perfectly perfect the way that we are. And we're always having thought in the moment. And our thought is going to look different based on our mindset, our mood. So that's why, you know, in a great mood, you can come home and there's socks on the floor and the kitchen's dirty and you don't really care. You're like, okay, let's clean up the kitchen. No big deal. In a horrible mood, you come home and the kitchen's dirty and that can start World War III. So recognizing that you can't really literally take yourself seriously or pay attention to your thinking if you're in a low mood because your bandwidth is restricted, you're literally not of right mind, is really, really helpful. And you'll know because you'll look back on, you know, times when you blew up because you were in a low mood and you look back and you're like, oh my goodness, I really didn't need to do that because now I see the big picture. It's not such a big deal. So the first thing is to practice noticing where you are, right? Noticing where is your bandwidth? Are you expanded or restricted? When you're restricted, you're not going to make great decisions. So don't make decisions. Don't send the email. Don't send the text. Don't make the phone call. But it's understanding why. So that's the really big thing, is like learning to use the system as your best friend rather than your worst enemy. And the big thing for me is always, you know, being heart-centered. It's bringing yourself back to your heart, because the heart communicates with the brain 10 times more than the brain communicates with the heart. So it makes a lot of sense to get really friendly tapping into your heart. And we're not taught this. We're taught to use the mind, but we want to use the mind as a servant, not as the master, because the mind's got a lot of the stuff that we learned 0 to 7 that wasn't helpful. And the mind's got a lot of the stuff that we're being, you know, programmed to maybe think less of ourselves or think that we have to have things in order to be okay. You know, all this conditioning that doesn't serve us. So those are the couple little things in a tiny little nutshell that we want people to remember and really take home with them.
It's interesting. So, and I think I've actually mentioned this, I don't know when I did, but I think at some point on the show over the years, I've mentioned this example of my daughters when they were small and we were getting ready for school and we were running a little bit late. And my one daughter's tying her shoes, her tennis shoes, and she breaks the shoestring. And you would have thought that like it was the end of the world.
Yeah.
And I said, if this is the worst thing that happened to you today, you're going to have a really good day.
Yeah.
And so using that to center to say, oh, and so to see a, I don't know, she was probably 7 or 8 years old at that time, to see her, you know, really mad at me at the time. We get in the car and you could see the wheels turning. So interesting stuff. So we're going to hit a break here. We'll come back talking with Andrea again. We're going to find out more about tapping into our internal genius.
How would you like to have direct access to Mr. Biz to help you run your business more profitably and more efficiently? At MrBizSolutions.com, you get live access to not only Mr. Biz, but also several of his hand-picked and trusted business experts, each with 20 plus years of experience to help you optimally manage and grow your business. That's just the start of where Mr. Biz Solutions begins. Learn more at MrBizSolutions.com. That's MrBizSolutions.com.
Attention, Mr. Biz Nation. We have an exclusive offer just for you. Get lifetime access to scarcity countdown timers and logic links for only $69. Yes, you heard it right. Only $69. These tools will add urgency to your email campaigns and website pages, helping you increase conversions, sales, and capture more leads. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Visit GetPulseTools.com now and take your business to new heights.
Check out all three of Mr. Biz's best-selling books at MrBizBooks.com. Now, once again, here's Mr. Biz.
All right, welcome back to the show. And I want to get right into it because I want to make sure we cover and deliver on what we said we are going to cover. I started with that because I want to delay the internal genius aspect of this because I did want to get into talking about the impact that well-being has on an organization. Because I know you have some really cool stats and I'm a numbers nerd. So what are some of the impacts that you know, having that well-being not in the right place and or in the right place has on an organization?
Yeah, so 60% of employees like their job better when there's a well-being program. That's a really big amount of people, right? Sure. 40% people work harder, and it just makes sense. I remember I worked for a radio station when I was back in Philadelphia, and it was like working for the Ritz-Carlton. Like, they were so good to their employees. It was individually owned, and it was an incredible radio station. And they took care of their employees. We had employee well-being programs. Nobody left. Nobody left. It was incredible. They had salespeople there for 15 years. It was unbelievable. And I'm saying that's the least amount of time they were there. So that was pretty incredible. And there's 26% less missed days when there's a well-being program, because here's the deal. When we feel better internally, our body functions better because everything is related. You know, if we're in a low mood, our immune system is compromised. So we're going to be sick more often. You know, there's so many benefits to having a wellness program for your team and teaching them how to use the system. The bottom line is they're going to be happier more often. When they're happier more often, they're going to perform better at work. They're going to be happier to come to work. It just makes so much sense. And the other stat, 45% of employees currently are looking elsewhere. I mean, that's pretty scary.
Right. No, and that's, you know, think about that one for a second. For those of you guys watching, listening, you don't even realize it. So almost half of your team right now is looking for another job. Yeah. Now, if they worked at a place that was what Andrea described, the radio station she worked at, and they were being treated that way, they're not part of the 45%. They're part of the 55 that says, I'm cool where I'm at. I'm not even looking.
Yeah. And they want to work harder for you when they see that you care about their well-being. Just makes sense.
Yeah. And I mean, think about it. You know, I talked about this before, but on the show, but it's the employer of choice. It's making yourself the employer of choice. So not only do you have to replace people less, it's easier because you have a waiting list of people who want to work for you because word gets around, right? When you worked at that radio station, I mean, it sounds like it was a rather small station, but I guarantee you the people that are around that were close with you, your neighbors, your family members, they knew that you loved working there. And if they worked in the field, and they've said, hey, let me know if you have any openings for X, Y, and Z. What do they do? Because, the other impact of this, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I get excited about this stuff.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Is that now your employees who are very happy and they're working harder, all these things you'd mentioned, now they're recruiters for you. And if you're an employee and you're going to recruit someone or you're going to try to bring someone in the organization, are you going to bring someone in who's a crappy employee? Of course not. You're going to bring in someone who's good, because if you bring in someone who's bad, the organization gets worse, and then maybe you have to pick up the slack for them. So you're going to get the cream rises to the top. The tide, you know, rises all ships, as they say.
Yes,
it's just the knock-on impact is huge.
Yes, all we always say, all boats rise with the tide. And I will tell you, that radio station amazingly was always one of the top three adult contemporary stations in the country, always, with that single ownership. It was incredible. And you could not get a job there. It was a fluke that I got a job there. They didn't have any openings. I just talked my way in. They were like, we don't have any openings. And I was like, well, would you interview me? And then we had an interview and they said, you know what? We're going to make a position for you. But nobody got it. You couldn't get in there. You could not get in there because it was such a great place to work. So it makes a difference. When you take care of your employees, you show them that you care, it makes a difference. And again, all boats rise with the tide. And when your employees are feeling better, their home life's going to get better. There's less drama at work. I mean, when you show them this system, everything has to get better. Because again, all boats rise with the tide. The energy rises. People feel better. They're not so afraid of what's going on. They're not afraid of their circumstances.
Well, and this is way oversimplifying this, but you're going to have a lot less of the, hey, I need a mental health day.
Totally. Yes.
Right. Just makes sense. 100%. And that's become, that was before I left the corporate world. I left the corporate world in 2015. And that was a term back then. Yeah. And now, especially post COVID, I mean, it's just really exploded. And so it just makes sense, right? You're going to have a lot less of that. People saying that. And as an employer, when you have an employee who says, hey, man, I really need a mental health day, are you going to tell them no? I mean, right? You're going to want to provide for that. But more so, let's treat the problem, not the symptom. Let's fix it up here so that we don't even have to deal with that, you know, sort of on the back end.
100%. I love that you said that, because that's it. If you're treating problems, you'll always be treating problems. You got to get to the source, you know?
Yep. Yep. For sure. All right. I want to make sure we pay off that. Yes. I mentioned how to tap into more of our internal genius. And I know you have some interesting things to say about that. So I get limited brain power, Andrea. I want to make sure I tap into all of it. So
I mean, it just makes sense to do it. It's our intuition. You know, we are always being guided. So it's about listening, and not with the brain, but with the mind, with the heart, really, truly with the heart. Because again, the brain is a computer. It's a wonderful computer, but it only has what you've entered into it. Our intuition we have access to all that is. It's our inner genius. It's that knowing. It's that, you know, billion-dollar idea. The woman, it just popped in my head because I was listening to a podcast yesterday, but the woman who created Spanx, and I can't remember her name, forgive me, but asked for a $1 billion idea. She literally asked the universe, bring me a $1 billion idea. You know, we have that ability when we listen, but we're not taught to do that. We're taught to rush, you know, get something done as quickly as you can. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with being a bookworm, but when we listen to ourselves rather than trying to follow what somebody else is doing, we might find that we have a much better way that works better for us rather than what's working for somebody else. Now, again, it's not listening to somebody else's idea, because I feel like life is, we get so much information, but it's about noticing what are we gelling with, what makes sense to us, and tapping into that inner guidance that says, yes, that is the way. That's how we built our business. That's literally how we built our business. Everything, it was like retreat. You know, that idea came from a client. Our program for teens, that idea came from a client. You know, working with businesses, that came from clients that came to our retreats. It's like everything just rolled because we listened. We listened, and we have that ability to be guided and listen to this inner genius. And it's by quieting the mind. It doesn't have to be a whole long, you know, 2-hour meditation process. It can literally be heart breathing, which is super simple. You take a deep breath into your heart through the nose. It's nose breathing. You allow the breath to release. And you'll find that what that does is that activates the parasympathetic nervous system, which is our rest and digest. So it naturally calms us down. And then when you think of something that you're grateful for, what you're doing is creating coherence. When you're in coherence, all of that beautiful energy is not only coming out from you, but you're in a state where you can really hear this guidance that's here for you. So you don't have to sit on a mountaintop. You don't have to go to India. You can do this for yourself, by yourself, just by taking a few minutes in the morning and tapping in, and then just noticing when you're getting pent up, you know, when you start to get stressed, tap in, do your breathing, focus on your heart, think of something you're grateful for. It will bring you back to your natural state.
I love that. I love that. You mentioned the founder of Spanx, Sarah Blakely is her name. Actually, I love her. I love her husband as well, Jesse Hitzler. And one of the things I want to make sure I mention this, because it's kind of cool, and I think it ties in. She said that when she was a child, her and her brother, when they would sit to have their family dinner, their dad would ask them every day, what did you fail at today? And the aspect of normalizing, trying new things. To expand your mind and start thinking about new things and not worrying. Don't worry about failure. You're going to fail. That's just part of life. And so I think that's probably helped her tremendously as she got, you know, older, and it was normalized in her brain to sort of think that way.
Interesting.
Amazing stuff, Andrea. Again, Andrea Vilelli, we're going to put all this stuff in the show notes, but really appreciate you coming on the show. It was amazing.
So much fun. Thank you so much. This has been wonderful. I appreciate it so much. I appreciate what you do, what you're sharing. It's beautiful. Thank you.
I appreciate that. Yeah. Thanks. Follow her on LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook. Guys, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Don't forget, as always, cash flow is king.
To become part of Mr. Biz Nation, follow him on all social media platforms or never miss a show by going to MrBizRadio.com. If you prefer free video content, visit the Mr. Biz YouTube channel or check out his streaming channel, which is available on 100-plus streaming platforms at MrBizNetwork.com.